The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Rise and shine. It's time to talk. Love K-pop? Addicted to Asian dramas? Can't stop watching fan edits? Us too. And we're ready to serve up the ultimate fangirl fix on it.
Whether we're spilling tea about your bias
or ranking our faves,
we're ready to dive into everything Asian media and all of the above.
It's always fun, cozy, and the perfect amount of chaotic in this fangirl frenzy.
Tune in to Rise and Shine on spiritlive.ca. New episodes weekly.
Hello, welcome back to the last episode of Rise and Shine.
For now.
Hopefully. But yeah, today's topic, we're just going to be talking about recent things that happened in the K-pop world.
All the news.
Yes. So let's start with ADP, All Day Project.
Okay.
Winning.
I know album. You're an ADP fan though.
I'm not. let's not put that out there. I like most of them.
Most. Mm. So I do you not like?
No.
Wait. Let me guess.
I think I like them just because it's like so refreshing to see a co-ed group after such a long time.
Yeah.
And I think they're gonna make it big, but also at the same time, they've been active for a few months, and I just feel like they have controversies already. So it's hard to like them fully.
I really think it's also part of the company's, it's a lot, mostly the company's fault. Because just the way they just market them and the things that they allow to happen or like get out into the media, like...
Are you talking about hairstyles?
No, just like a lot of stuff. Like I feel like the company has control of like what they're even allowed to say on camera. Like, not that I don't even know if they said anything bad, but no one's really blaming the company. They're just hating on the individual members.
I don't think I've heard like a specific thing that like, oh, blah 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 said something and then
yeah, me
like,
neither. But
I think it was more on like their outfits, and especially the guy in ADP, like with the hairstyles. But with ADP, it just feels like they have a lot of control. Just because they're already established, right? Like, even before their debut.
Oh, like the members themselves. Mm.
And Tarzan, I'm just gonna say his name. Tarzan is just like, I think he already specified that he appreciates Black culture and that's why he does it, but people don't like him for it.
Wait, was he a celebrity already before ADP?
He was a model.
Really?
Yeah. Why are you so shocked? He was a model. Like, actually, he modeled for a lot of big brands, even luxury ones.
Really? Like a runway?
Yeah. Well, I think it was more of like a...
editorial.
Yeah. But I think what I'm noticing right now is that he's starting to, like, abandon that hairstyle. Yeah, he's going more for, like, natural hairstyle now.
Probably because people are...
Yeah, they probably saw the comments and they're like, you know what, it's not gonna stop, might as well. But yeah.
But what do you think? Do you think her dad, Annie's dad, actually paid to win the Daesang?
I don't think so.
I heard people are saying they think it is because I saw some people in the TikTok comments saying like, oh, but isn't Daesang like fan voted and stuff? And then they're saying this, the type that they won is like executive judgment or executive votes.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why they think that they paid off the executives that were judging it.
What show was it? Like,
I don't even know.
I think it was KGMA. I think this is like a new award show.
I thought
show.
That one group wins Daesang. Like, I thought that only one group wins, but like, I thought there's only one type, but then they're saying there's like multiple types.
There's like, I think there should be three types. So it's Artist of the Year, and then Song of the Year, Album of the Year.
What did they won for Song of the Year?
KGMA award they won is for Remarkable Accomplishments.
That's not even a big deal. Why are people getting upset then that much?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Song of the Year or something.
Yeah, definitely if it was like Artist of the Year, then I would have been like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's like remarkable accomplishments, then I feel like it would make sense.
They're like the first co-ed group, first of all, since CARD.
Yeah, it's just like vague. But
and also, like, I know a lot of the K-pop industry like really respects their choreography.
Yeah, they like Bailey a lot.
Yeah.
And they're really big in Korea. I know they're not big internationally, but in Korea, I think they're just like sort of blowing up. Like even when they went to Knowing Brothers, they were like, oh, ADP is like at the top of their game right now. And I was just like, really? But even like all the ADP members, they stared at Annie afterwards.
Yeah, I saw some other idols. They were kind of looked like shocked.
But she is getting a lot of offers for like a rookie. Like individually, like she was
Individually,
yeah, like you know the drama awards that Yuna, like Girls' Generation Yuna hosts,
yeah,
for like 10 years.
Yeah,
she's gonna be the replacement for that.
What?
And that's why crazy. People are just like targeting her.
I feel like there's so many other more like established and like experienced idols.
I feel like Wonhyun would have made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she like hosts so much stuff. Mm-hmm. She's like already did thing as well, MBCS.
Yeah.
Like she has experience.
Band. It's like a resume.
Also heard that she's taking over. She's taking over a host on Music Bank instead of someone.
Annie?
Yeah.
On Music Bank?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was supposed to be. I forgot who they said was supposed to return. Maybe Eunche or something. And then now Annie is gonna be next. I was just reading TikTok comments. Or maybe it's just speculation.
Probably, yeah. It said it's not confirmed.
Or maybe she got an offer. Yeah.
But what was confirmed is that she's hosting the Gayo Daejeon. Yeah, MBC Gayo
Daejeon. Yeah, that one? Daejeon. That's a big one.
Yeah, it's like big. Like Yuna hosted for 10 years. And if they were gonna pick a replacement,
makes sense because like she's so big, you know.
Yeah, she was like it girl.
Yeah,
but Annie doesn't have hosting experience.
Yeah,
but if I was her as well, like I would be so frustrated because everything that I would achieve would just be like, oh, it's because I'm rich or it's because.
Would you take the offer though if you were her to host?
No, I feel like I wouldn't have the confidence.
Me
to
too.
Do it.
Also, I feel like I would know that people would be sus of it, and I feel like it's better to decline it, and then people will be like, oh, she's like so mature about it, whatever. Mm. Like, I feel like it's better for the group's image as well.
True.
But besides ADP,
you know Girlset?
Is it the new JYP group?
They're not new, but they rebranded.
Wait.
They were Vicha.
Oh, okay. Is it the same members?
No,
because
it's the same members, but two of the members left.
Oh, because I saw, because I watched the Vicha survival show, then I remember they disbanded or disappeared or something. Mm. And the other day I was like on YouTube and I saw the thumbnail come up for the video. I was like, what the heck is Girlset? I was like, why does it low-key look like Vicha?
They didn't disband. They just weren't as popular, and. Then like an issue came up, I think early this year or late last year, but two of the members sued JYP America, and they were making claims that like it was toxic and that they weren't getting paid and that it was like so much pressure that one of the minors attempted and they ended up leaving, like two of them. And then people thought Vicha was gonna disband afterwards, and then they came out just like a month ago with like a rebrand, and they got asked about it. They're like, what do you think about all the issues surrounding your group? And they were just like, you have to hear both sides of the story.
I just really think it's crazy how like they debuted first, but Cat's Eye was so much more successful with like the same type of concept, you know. Like, not concept as in, like, their music style, but, like, an international group.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, but Cat's Eye is just more... They look like Barbies to me.
The show was more successful.
JYP didn't really... He didn't do a casting type of show. It was more, like, the girls' audition.
The Vicha one was, like, in-person audition, like, live auditions.
Yeah. But this is, like, girl set, and I think they're gonna do better now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Let's listen to them. It's like a complete change too.
She looks so different.
People are saying they look like Little Mix.
Yeah.
Is it Little Mix?
Yeah.
Oh, who's that?
Slay.
I don't know her name.
They all look so different. I don't even recognize. I think this look suits the mixed girl so much better now than her look before.
Yeah, when they were trying to make them cute.
Yeah. This is way better.
But yeah. You wanna watch the whole thing?
No, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Or we can. I don't care.
It's almost done.
It's almost done.
Time I'm watching it as well. I don't know they can sing this voice. You don't like her voice?
Yeah, the crew.
I think Bella has a nice voice.
Which one? This.
Wait. Who is that?
It's not the KG girl. I thought it was her.
No, KG left.
Oh. Oh, it's the Camilla.
Cause I watched like the first episode of Feature Survival. Mm. Didn't watch the rest. But I really like their song this time.
This is so nice. Much better. The other, oh my gosh, their other song is so cringe. The Feature one.
Yeah, their first song, right?
It's so like, it's giving like Korea boo. Like,
it's Universe. It's Y-O-U Universe. What is it? I forgot how it sounded like.
No, there's another one.
An earlier one than this. Wait, switch up.
It's so like that. They tried to go to K-pop.
Yeah.
But made it in English and it just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Especially like the rapping parts.
Yeah.
And the lyrics is just bad. Like.
But I really, really like Little Miss.
Yeah,
It's been playing all over my FYP and I'm just like, it's actually a good song.
Also, New Jeans comeback. They're coming back. Did they sign back with HYBE?
Haerin and Haein. Like the Mangnae and then the one that looks like a cat. They re-signed with HYBE. No, not re-signed, but like they agreed to whatever they were asking for and now they're going back to HYBE.
So Adore. Just them two?
At first it was just the two of them. And then like a few minutes later, it was like all members are going back to HYBE.
Mm.
But like the other three, I don't think they're confirmed yet.
Like they're gonna still be Adore or they're gonna be another sub label?
They're gonna be in Adore because they have that contract till like 2028, I think.
Oh, so their contract was never terminated? They were just...
No.
Like,
they were
going
fighting.
Through the lawsuit.
Yeah, they were fighting for it to be terminated, but they were never going to win against HYBE.
I mean, I'm happy they're gonna be making music again, though.
Me too. But Honey hasn't had the meeting with the company yet, so...
I really hope all five of them, like, go back. I mean, even if not all of them go back, I don't want someone to come in replacement.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know,
crazy.
What I mean? Yeah.
I don't think they should do that. But like, they're gonna be so awkward around groups.
Yeah. And even the staff.
Yeah. It just, yeah. I would dread
just everything.
Even especially Honey. She's probably
Yeah.
And Danielle,
the other two, the first two members that went back, they were a little bit less spoken.
Yeah.
And I knew they were gonna eventually cave in.
Hani was definitely the most vocal.
Yeah. And she's the one that hasn't had the meeting right now. Mm. So. And also, I feel like they didn't expect it to blow up that much. They were probably just like, we want better treatment. And then yeah. Min Heejin just like blew it up. And Min Heejin, she's starting a new company.
Bruh. Who's gonna go to her company?
She's just like, I guess people that are desperate to debut.
Bye. And it was so funny because she was asked about Eugene's coming back to Adore and she was just like, I hope everyone's happy.
Bruh.
You literally ruined their careers.
Bruh. Honestly though, I think like no matter how bad the CEO of a company is, like if there's a company and they offer people chances to be trained, like there's people that are gonna take it. Like,
yeah.
That.
But you can't deny that Min Heejin is like, she's really good.
Yeah, she is good.
She's good at making.
Yeah.
Because she was an SM director, you know? Like, she was the one who made Red Velvet's concept, FX concept. Like, she's really good.
Yeah, that's why Eugene's was successful.
Yeah. You can't really, like, remove her from why Eugene's blew up.
Yeah. Also,
Singles Inferno.
Oh, yes. Wait, so there is confirmed a new season?
I think so.
I
saw a posting for it.
Oh, really?
They were like casting people.
You should apply.
No, I hate it.
Would you ever go on one of those, like if they tried to cast you?
I hate dating shows. I love watching them, but I could never imagine myself in one.
Me too.
I'd probably just like cringe.
I always think like if I ever went on one of those, the worst thought I always have is what if there's no one I like on there? Then I'm just stuck there like
that's
for like
some
weeks of the shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, season one. She was like, none of them's my type. Like, yes, that's why I really like her.
Yeah. I love Gia.
I don't know, like Singles Inferno, I watch it and it's fun, but most of the time the guys annoy me so much.
Yeah, honestly for me, every season gets more boring to watch.
But I really like the season where Kwon Gi was there, the basketball player.
Was it with Thing too? Was Nadine in that season?
No.
Oh.
It's season 3.
Oh. I think I like season 2. Like, it was with Dex.
Oh, I liked his season just because, like, he was definitely a character. I didn't like Dex when he first came in.
Oh, me too. I like him now. I didn't like him in the show.
Yeah.
He was kind of, like, arrogant.
And people were saying, like, oh, so handsome. And I didn't see it at that time. But now I see it.
He's got a lot funnier. I don't know.
True.
It's like, on the show, he was so serious.
I think he was just trying to act cool.
They probably also told him to be a certain way.
Yeah, he's much attractive now that he's like actually showing his personality.
Yeah. Also for me, like the girls on the show get like less memorable each season, I feel like. Like last season that was out, I don't know, there was like no girls that really like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like she's so iconic. But also same with the guys though, like last season the guys were so like, kind of boring and like not that good looking.
Last season was my least favorite out of everything.
Yeah.
I just feel like every season that comes out, it becomes more scripted. And people are actually joining because they want to get famous.
And also like the way they structure the show, like I feel like the challenges and stuff are really repetitive like every season.
True.
They need to get some new like creative vision. They should hire us.
Like it's less about finding love anymore.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was a chance to show off like sponsored stuff.
Hire us and put our RT skills to use.
Also their jobs, like I feel like last season everyone were models.
Yeah, they get like more and more models like every season, I feel like.
Models / influencer.
Yeah, the other seasons, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yeah. Like, I was not expecting that from them.
Yes, that was my favorite part whenever their jobs would get revealed and they're like, I'm a doctor, I'm a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
And now they're like, I'm a shopping model influencer.
Yeah.
And I'm just
like, it's either like fitness influencer, beauty influencer,
yeah,
cosmetic model.
Mm. Just
personal trainer.
I just want something new. Like, I understand that's your job, but like,
yeah,
it's not as interesting if it's like...
The girl that I liked the most though from last season was like the one that looks like Susie.
One that looks like Susie?
She just reminds me.
Was she small?
No, she's taller. Her face really reminds me of her.
Is she 10?
I don't remember her name.
There's always a 10 girl in every season.
I feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know why, if it's just a coincidence, but like the one singular tan person that they always get on the show is always the most chill and like least problematic. Like I always like end up liking them the most.
True. And they always don't get matched.
Yeah, so crazy. But they're always so pretty though.
True.
I like, think they're bruh, more the like Korean guys just don't want tan. Like tan girls. Bruh.
Like every time a tan girl comes in, I'm like, whoa, so pretty. But it's always more of like a lot of girl fans like them.
Yeah. And then, like in the first season, it was that one girl that was like really tough. Yeah, she was, I loved her.
But I really like Song Ji-hyun.
Yeah, me too.
She was just like so
those two
unbothered.
Are my favorite. And I also, the other one tan girl from the next season, she was like taller, I think. She was
I like Nadine.
Pretty. Oh yeah, I love Nadine too.
But she's just like, I felt like she didn't try. I was rooting for her and Dex. I just feel like she didn't care enough to...
Oh, I feel like she's too American for him.
I wanted them together. Just
I
for
also
the sake
wanted
of
them
that,
together too.
Because I didn't like the doctor guy anymore. Like he turned out to be so indecisive afterwards. But yeah, if there's a season 5 and K-pop idols were allowed to join, who would you put in the show?
Yeonjun from TXT.
Who?
Yeonjun.
Oh, okay. Okay, makes sense.
He's just like so like wild and like, yeah, like he's such a like wild card. I don't know. I feel like he'd make it interesting. And who else? I'll put Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
Of NCT.
He'll be so awkward.
Yeah.
And for girls. Okay, wait, I need to choose more guys after, but girls. Yoonjin.
Oh, Yoonjin. I.
Yeah. No. You like. Wait,
oh,
no.
The Seraphim.
Yeah. ITZY. Oh.
Yuna.
Yuna and
yeah, she fits the concept.
And Yeji. I feel like Yeji will just like. I feel like no one will be good enough for Yeji.
If you put Wonyoung in there, she's gonna be like Songjia.
Yeah. Or she could also be like that other girl that was in the first season that everyone said was a pick me.
Oh.
Like, because you know everyone always says Wonyoung is a pick me.
Yeah.
Yeah. People
she's
could
not
hate
even
her.
Doing anything.
Yeah.
But for me, like the guys, I feel like AT's Mingi.
Oh, true.
It'd be so fitting.
Yeah. Or Sun.
He would like, he'd take off his shirt every time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Sun too. But he would be kind of like the hot, shy guy.
Yeah. They should make a dating show for single, like, idols that are
Imagine.
Older, though. Like, not really active anymore. That are
oh, there's,
still
like,
single.
A similar one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's, like, bring, like, introduce me your friend or something. So it's, like, idols, and then they bring in friends, and then they watch from behind and just, like, watch their friends interact. But it's not the idols themselves, it's their friends.
Oh.
But it's very similar. Maybe if you graduate, go to Korea, pitch it. Pitch that.
I'm gonna prep my pitch deck right now.
Yeah.
Starting now.
I think we're wrapping up our episode and our season.
Yay!
We're done!
Hopefully you guys enjoyed
Rise and Shine.
And will there be a season 2?
We're not sure. We'll see. But if there is, you'll hear from us.
And check out our Instagram because we have really cool posts coming up.
Oh, yes. Yes, check out our Instagram.
Yes.
We'll probably post reels there sometime. That's a wrap for our season.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine.
Bye.
Bye.